Former Mayor Wellington Webb announced this week that if the new maps drawn up for the state house districts are approved, they will guarantee a Republican supermajority for 10 years. Meanwhile, State Senate Minority Leader Republican Mike Kopp said that the proposed state Senate district map will also allow Democrats to bask in the majority for 10 years. Both sets of maps have been given initial approval by a bipartisan committee where the tie was broken by the same unaffiliated voting member. Mike Litwin from the Denver Post, is there any method of reapportionment that can truly please everyone?
Well, this method, I think, pleases one man, who is Governor John Hickenlooper, who is happy to have, once again, a divided legislature. If it works out, the Republicans have a very small majority in the House. Democrats have a large majority in the Senate. John Hickenlooper will be the happiest man in Colorado.
Yeah, good for the governor. Dave Kopel from the Independence Institute, your thoughts, sir?
The press gave too much attention to Wellington Webb's ridiculous remarks this week. It's fairly, I think, well known among people who know him well. The when he tells the truth, it's sort of like when a supermarket tabloid has an accurate story. It's more by coincidence than by intention. There's no possible way anybody could draw a map that would create a Republican supermajority for 10 years in the House. That would mean 44 Republican seats out of 65. And his racist rant about the prison ignores the fact that, A, the prison has to be in one district or another, and the prisoners live where they live, which happens to be the prison, so that's where you count them for residence purposes, and it only changes the racial composition of that particular district by about one half of 1%. So too much attention for a guy who's too careless with the truth.
All right. Also with us, Ed Thomas from the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle.
Well, this kind of gerrymandering goes on all over the country. I mean, you take a look at districts like Maxine Waters and, you know, places like that where, you know, it doesn't resemble a map of any kind, you know, whatsoever. I mean, where half of it stops at the end of an alley and then it picks up three blocks later and stuff. So this, you know, this is not an unusual situation. I think what is unusual is the fact that, you know, it has gone public where people really don't pay a lot of attention, you know, to this stuff. It's gone public with, you know, with Mayor Webb, and he wouldn't have said a word if, you know, if it would have gone the other way.
And people don't pay attention to it, but shouldn't they? I mean, this is where the big political battles are fought.
Absolutely agree. We got Maxine Waters. Enough said.
All right. Sitting in the fourth chair today, Joseph Salazar, attorney.
Yeah, the way I take a look at this entire process is akin to a forest fire. This whole process is going to be ugly. It's going to burn everything up and char it up. But in the end, hopefully something beautiful will grow out of it.
Yeah, look, we don't want to see how the sausage is made, right? You know, the general, the public, the man on the street just wants the end result. Although all the political operatives out there know this is important stuff. This is where the real game is won and lost. 10 years later, the more things change, the more they stay the same. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.